This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Unity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z. You're on. I'm Bing Shmeed with my sister Zainab. And obviously, you know, unity is something that is very important. Now, we know that our Shaheed Rahba would again and again, obviously, was talking about unity. And obviously, we also know that obviously the idea of Islamic unity is something that was established very early on in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And obviously we have an annual conference which brings together the Shia and the sort of many famous Sunni representatives, leaders from around the world. And we also know that the new Rahba also has been talking about unity already. Now, I'm just going to draw briefly on some of the things that our Shaheed Rahba Sayyid Ali Khamenei said in his book, cell number 414, in particular about unity. So, and this goes back to the days when he was sort of arriving in a town, in a city called Iran Shah, because he had been sent there in exile. This is one of the things that was done before the Islamic Revolution. Either, you know, the clerics who were opposing the Shah rule and the heavy oppression of Muslims and of the clerics, they would either be imprisoned or some. Then at some point, many of them were also sent sort of into exile in various cities around Iran. So even when he arrived in this city, one of the first things, in a sense, that he did was to try and create unity, because he could see that this city was Sunni majority, and there were quite a few Sunni mosques, and the Shia mosque wasn't really being used so much. And he could see that obviously there was basically sectarian divisions segregating the Sunni from the Shia. And we know that this is something that the secular ruler, so for example, the Shah, because obviously he'd been put in place by Western powers, this is something that obviously they were trying to do, be sectarian and split the Sunni and Shia apart. Welcome back to A to Z. I'm being shared with my sister Zainab, and so obviously I'm talking about how our Shaheed Rahba, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, started to bring Sunni and Shia together in this town where he was during his period of exile, because obviously they'd been sort of not really so unified before. So what he did was he established friendly relations with the Sunni ulama, first of all. So he wanted to sort of obviously remove any hindrances, any sort of what he called psychological obstacles that had been implanted, and I'm actually quoting his book here, I think, between the Sunnis and the Shia. So he would engage in dialogue with the well-known Sunni clerics in that city. And so his very firm outlook was that cooperation should be based on a firm outlook. Cooperation between Sunni and Shia should be based on a firm outlook to the future of Islam. And obviously this is something that we know until his martyrdom, this is something that he was striving for the whole time, to bring Sunni and Shia together. And we know that obviously Iran is, even though majority Shia, there are sort of many towns, there are regions that are majority Sunni. And we know that he was bringing together the Shia and Sunni people from outside and uniting people. And we know that now we have Sunnis also, because of the during the Ramadan war, have been sort of talking about the wonderful things and the wonderful support that the Shia of the Islamic Republic of Iran have been giving, for example, to Palestine, and standing up against the tyrants, for example, of the US and the Zionists. And we know, and this is the final reminder to all of us, Allah does not want us to split apart. Allah wants us to be united. He does not want us, and so he says to us, and be united and do not split apart into sects. So that's just my paraphrasing. So inshallah, this is a reminder for us in our daily lives. When we do, when we are together with our Bruni, Sunni brothers and sisters, and inshallah, that that is, as I said, just a reminder. And that was it for today. Look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A2Z here on Ambix Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.